the podcast. It is, what is it, June 5th today in the morning, and I'm going to do the recap of Monday, June 4th, but today it's Tuesday morning. And actually, before I get into the recap of yesterday, wanted to, I guess, touch on something or talk about it. This morning was a little rough for me. Usually I do the recap of the day before, but hey, when it's right now, I figured let me just give you some quick thoughts off the top of my head. So sometimes, and this happens to me every so often, where it's just sometimes hard to get out of bed, a lot on my mind, anxiety, feeling a lot of stress, that sort of thing. And I've been pretty good overall over the last, I don't know, month or two. I've been really taking care of myself, sleeping a decent amount, working out, eating right, meditating, and it's really been helping me be a bit more stable emotionally, mentally, but you know, just with the constant, I guess, the stresses that come with running the business, sometimes it does end up getting to me, and part of it's also, it's not just the stress of it, it's also the constant going. So I tend to drive myself and push myself just over and over and over and over again, to where I'm just working literally nonstop. It's really hard for me to stop working because I don't really see it as work. So I just keep going and going and going, and then essentially exhaust myself. And this morning was one of those times where I was just like, man, I just can't. I just need a minute. And so I broke my typical morning routine. I didn't go to the gym. I did meditate though, but didn't go to the gym. And then got in the office around, you know, it's 10 o'clock. I'm usually in much earlier than 10, but I just needed some time. I don't know. I can't describe it. It was just like I just hit this wall. I actually hit it kind of last night. It happens quite a, you know, on this little cycle where I'll hit a wall. And then the problem is I don't have the time right now to you know, take 3 days off and reset. I basically have to reset within a night. So basically at eight or nine or whatever, I stopped working, although I kept thinking about work. I basically tried to not do much for a couple hours, and then this morning for a couple hours reset. But that's essentially my resetting and my break. You know, not the most ideal, I'd say, but now I'm back at it, and I'm gonna keep going. I do think at some point though, and probably pretty soon, I could really use time to actually reset and take an actual step back and break from the business. But now is not the time. As I mentioned yesterday, if you listened to yesterday's vlog, going through a bit of restructuring, realizing that we have a few cracks and few things that really need to get improved, which is normal in any business, right? So that's why I'm not too upset, but it still requires my involvement, so I can't really leave right now. Trying to get it to the point where it is possible for me to really step away, but right now things are just too. At least I feel they're too dependent on me. You know, who knows? You know, if I actually go away, like would everything come crashing down? Probably not. But in order to keep making the forward progress I want, I feel like I need to be here. That said, I also need to take care of myself. And so I think what I'm going to do is I think I'm scheduling it. Austin, my assistant, is probably scheduling it now, is a week-long trip to probably Miami. It's arguably my favorite city in the U.S. besides New York. I like to go down there. I think I want to go down there for about a week and actually try and reset a bit. But the earliest that kind of works for my schedule is mid-July, so you know, 5-6 weeks away. So yeah, I mean, those are just some quick thoughts. But I haven't really actually taken time to reset since I started the company 6 years ago, and you know, it builds up, and then I kind of take a couple hours to reset, and I just think at some point, you know, I really do need to just step away for a few days, and maybe I'll be able to do that in Miami and actually come back fresh and relaxed for a new push. But anyways, on to the recap of yesterday. You know, I mean, I guess that is part of yesterday, right, of what happened. A couple other things that happened, though. One, I connected with someone that I had met about a year and a half probably ago. He wrote a piece about how he wanted to, he was tired of seeing products being built that weren't actually meaningful and useful for people. It was just another product for someone who, you know, is not, you know, it's just not necessary, right? But people are building these product, digital products anyway. So I connected with him. I thought it was a great article. We really, then we ended up getting on a Skype call. He was living in San Francisco at the time. You know, we just got along really well. We've stayed in touch. He's since moved to Austin. And then now we're looking for product managers, new ones to join the team. And so he was my first, you know, one of my first emails out, because I just connected with him so much on a product philosophy and way he thought about the world. And then he also has a similar background, you know, self-taught, I believe he's a self-taught developer, but really understands product. And so, yeah, reached out to him and then reconnected. And then now he's going to go through the interview process at Jacked, and we'll see what happens. Then I had a, you know, I'm not going to go through every little thing that happened yesterday, but had a call with my accountant. Talked to him a lot, especially as we're opening up this, working on opening up the Puerto Rico office, touching base to talk about taxes and that sort of thing. And then had a couple calls with customers as part of the restructuring. You know, when you restructure, or when anything happens in the business, what the customers care about is, they actually don't, in my opinion, no one actually cares about your restructuring or your company like that. They care about how is that going to impact me, right? So I had a couple calls with customers yesterday, as well as last week, and that's really what customers want to know. Is like, is this going to impact me? If not, great, because they care about, they're hiring Jacked to help them achieve some sort of result, some business result, some, you know, whatever it is, right? And as long as they are not negatively impacted, whether we restructure or not, you know, it doesn't really matter. At least that's how I view it with another company. If we're hiring a different company, I don't care what goes on internally, as long as my results are maintained. So, been on the phone with customers over the past couple of days, and last week, not just me, but other people on the team as well. And it looks like we're, you know, everyone is fine. There are one or two customers that are a little bit more concerned, given they have some important deadlines coming up. So, just giving them a little bit extra. Extra love over the next day or two. And then what else? So I'm going to be flying to Kansas City on Thursday. I confirmed that yesterday. We'll be flying to, on Thursday, for a potential project that I can't speak much about. Right now, it was referred by an existing customer of ours. Which is a great, you know, the best way to get an intro into someone is through a referral from an existing customer. Met these new people, flying out to Kansas City, meet with them. It's down to the final two. They emailed us saying it's between us and one other. So we're going to go out, meet with them, and try and close this deal. It's a really cool project. We'd really want to work with them. And yeah, that's... I even noticed myself, which is interesting, like I'm saying it's like really exciting and I really actually do feel that way, but I'm just like, I'm pretty drained right now. So I don't have much energy. That's my normal self. And if you're watching my video, maybe you can actually see it in my face, or maybe I'm just thinking this myself and I'm in my head right now. But yeah, overall, I guess the theme is, you know, it's just another busy day. Yesterday went through, you know, work through the weekend again, and yeah, I'm just tired. So today, another long day. My last meeting ends at 9:30 tonight. So yeah, that's what's going on today. And my brain's not even working, so I'm gonna just sign this shit off, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.